live and Lansing. Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We have talked a lot during this campaign, the past political campaign, about youth activism, the youth vote, and spent a lot of time talking about entrepreneurial efforts of youth in the last couple of weeks as well. But in terms of the political realm, there's a lot to look at in terms of this election and past cycles. I want to bring in Kelly Bernero, campus and youth political organizer, prominent Democrat. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Just fine. When you were at the University of Michigan, which was until not too long ago, right? You just received your degree?
Yes, finally.
Finally? Okay. Can you talk about the activism you felt, and can you compare what is going on in 2010 to the sea of enthusiasm we felt in 2008?
Well, I tell you, I worked with Hillary and the president, President Obama's campaign in 08, and there was a lot of activism, and I did see, I felt almost as much this past fall in the 2010 midterm elections. I think the activism was there, but just the rank and file turnout wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I think there was just more advertisement, especially from sources where young people get their news from. MTV does this really cool Rock the Vote campaign, but only on presidential years. They don't really pay attention on the midterm elections. So we kind of had like a lack of resources channeling to our young voter scope and like radar screen. So the turnout was a bit low, but I was impressed and I was really proud of the turnout that I did see at MSU and the University of Michigan and Central Michigan, some schools up north, Northern Michigan University. They all did a lot and the kids there were really excited. The students, I should say, were really excited about this election. So I don't want to overlook all the activism that was done this past fall.
Maybe non-students didn't respond the same way they did in 2008.
Yeah, we can talk about that, too. They're hard to get to. Those non-university affiliated young folks, those like 24 to 30, they're very hard to get to.
Tuned out in many cases.
And connect with.
Yeah. We cannot have a Wolverine here without a Spartan. And we want to bring in Joe Duffy, head of the MSU College Democrats. Do you want to make an introduction of Joe? You seem to know him.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Joe Duffy is the current president of the MSU College Dems. He did a ton for Democrats up and down the ticket, including my father, Virge Bernero. He worked hard for Mr. Layton, for Attorney General, and, of course, Jocelyn, the very exciting candidate for Secretary of State. So it was a pleasure getting to know Joe. He was there for me and went above and beyond what a lot of college Democrats did.
So. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. Can you talk about political enthusiasm and activism as you saw it at Michigan State this fall and maybe up to expectations and what you had seen in the past?
Sure. And first, I'd just like to thank you for having me. And, of course, thanks to Kelly for the glowing introduction. And I think a lot of what Kelly said really gets to the heart of it. The rank-and-file student activists, you know, we were here this year, but in a midterm year, you're certainly not going to see as much enthusiasm, as much turnout as you will in a presidential year. And I think there are a couple problems in terms of, you know, why students didn't get out to vote as much this year. One reason is a lot of students probably didn't have their voter registrations up to date. Students move around a lot, so it's difficult. They more or less have to change the voter registration every year.
What do we do about that?
You know, that's a very good question. That's something we've been struggling to find a way to make sure that students have
some sort of
easy way to update their every year.
You got to just have same day registration. I was thinking about this, of course, today as I prepared for the show, and about 10 states do have same day registration. And if you really are serious about increasing young voter turnout, and when I say young, I mean below 30. If you're below 30, you're probably changing houses a lot. You're applying for new jobs. Mm-hmm. You're living with roommates, and then you're living with your boyfriend, and then you're back on your own. I mean, we change our locations pretty often, so you have to allow people to be able to re-register or change the same day of the election.
Jocelyn Benson campaigned for this. Ruth Johnson did not. Ruth Johnson won, So does that mean that the electorate in the state of Michigan does not want same-day registration? Joe?
I don't think so. I think if you look at the poll numbers, a lot of the statewide races, the numbers were fairly close. So it seems that, you know, a lot of people mostly just vote, you know, straight Republican or straight Democratic ticket. And I think as great as Jocelyn is, you know, she was a fantastic candidate. She would have been a tremendous Secretary of State. I don't think most people base their vote on the Secretary of State position. I think this election fits pretty nicely into kind of this what we've seen in this election cycle, which is a lot of voters who just are sour on Democrats because they're the party in power. We're in a recession, looking at high unemployment numbers. Usually when that happens, that's a toxic combination for the party in power, and that's what happened last Tuesday.
Kelly, you talked about this. I want to get Joe's take on why students responded strongly, but non-students under the age of 30 had so much difficulty finding their way to the polls. Why do you think that is, Joe?
It's a very good question. I'm not around a whole lot of non-students. You know, going to campus is where I spend most of my time. But I think the university does a good job of reaching out to students to make sure that, you know, they know there's an election going on. School newspaper does a good job of covering it. And also, it's a lot easier for people who might otherwise be disengaged from politics to hear something about it, because there are a lot of student groups who are active on both sides of the political spectrum. So I think it's mostly an issue of engagement.
Okay. Joe, I guess I wanted to ask, as we're like looking forward to the next presidential election, what are the next steps as young Democrats we need to take, especially looking to this 25 to 30 non-university related demographic?
We definitely have to make sure that we're reaching out to a lot of people, because this 25 to 30 demographic, you know, people who, you know, recent college graduates or people who are just, you know, trying to get on their feet, start their lives, we've got to make sure to engage them, because over the next 2 years, there are going to be a lot of important decisions that are going to be made that are really going to affect the future of politics, not just in the state, but also in the country. We just had, you know, the president's debt commission suggest cuts to, you know, Social Security, increasing the retirement age, increasing some taxes. That's going to be an important. That's going to affect everyone, and we need to make sure that everyone's, you know, following what's going on in politics, so that they're engaged, so they can have their voice heard. We also have a lot of important things going on in state government. Just on Tuesday, Senator Kahn introduced Senate Bill 858, which would increase protections for doctors in terms of protecting them from any sort of settlement for negligence, which is really important, I think, because, you know, we all go to doctors. And in a one-party ruled state government that we're going to be having, you know, next year, we need to make sure that if you don't have Democrats to stand up for the people, that the people are going to have to stand up for the people.
I'm just thinking about who will do the outreach and where, like, the forums of discussion and, like, sharing of information is going to be. You know, I'm going to try and do more with the Young Democratic Caucus and the Democratic Party, because I think that you need to be involved with those, like, professional networking groups. But I wonder if it's through, you know, if we use the internet and Facebook to be reaching out to folks.
Social media was so important in 2008.
Right.
And that's obviously not going to change. We're not going to go back to more traditional media. Last topic I wanted to get to, Joe and Kelly. Joe, how many hours did you work on this campaign?
That's a very good question.
Could you guess?
I couldn't guess. I feel a lot of the college Democrats, you've more or less been in campaign mode since March. We were, you know,
I'm sure it's true for your Republican colleagues. They were out there working very hard as well.
That's
Kelly,
true.
Roughly
they,
how many hours did you work in this campaign? You had a vested interest, obviously. So
yeah, this was actually my full-time job. I mean, honestly, I probably worked 12 hours a day.
Okay, so we're talking about hundreds or a thousand hours maybe that you put into this. Joe, election night, you saw the results coming in. You knew they were not what you were hoping. Did you take it personally? How painful was it? And how long did it take you to get over a pretty significant Republican victory?
Well, I think I'm still getting over it. But no, I didn't take it personally. I mean, I know that I'd worked hard. I know that my friends had worked hard. People in the state had worked hard. But it's just, I guess mostly I was just frustrated because I felt that as Democrats, the Democrats that lost mostly just lost because Democrats are in power, and that's what happens to the party in power when you're in kind of an economic mess like this. But I feel that certainly Democrats are some of the blame for the state of affairs, but I feel that a lot of it can justifiably and should justifiably fall upon the former Republican Bush administration and just policies that they had enacted.
So we know what the Democratic position is and is going to be heading on to 2012. Kelly, aside from changing your sleep habits and trying to catch up on some of the rest you missed, are you recovering? Are you over this?
I had the absolute pleasure of getting to work in a field office in Detroit the last couple weeks of the campaign. And I've been telling everyone that was like my lifeline, you know, and I was really tired and a little running out of steam and hope. I worked in this field office in Detroit, and I got to work with the most enthusiastic and wonderful people.
Yeah.
And it just kind of reminded me of, you know, why I'm a Democrat and why it's so great to be a part of this democracy and have a role in elections. I was working with, you know, just normal folks, working folks. So I was re-inspired, and I'm of course disappointed.
Sure,
but
You wouldn't be human if you weren't at this point. We have had a chance to talk to a lot of members of the new administration. We will continue to do that. And I thought it was important that we talk to not only a couple of Democrats, but also two of the future leaders and very, very active in political organizing and youth organizing. I want to thank Joe Duffy, head of the MSU College Democrats, and Kelly Bernero. Kelly, thanks so much. We got the Michigan State thing through, and nobody mentioned the football score or anything else.
Oh, Joe was on his best behavior. I'm proud of him.